Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is going to be Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is May 13th, 1951, and the title is An Outlaw's Bargain. Hope you guys enjoy, and thanks again for being a member.
And pass those Kellogg's Corn Pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. The legends of the Old West are full of names of outlaws whose six guns blasted defiance and death to law and order. But there was none more deadly or more feared than the ruthless gunfighter, Pharaoh Stroud. When Pharaoh was trapped and taken alive by a sheriff's posse, the call went out to United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles to escort the killer back to Abilene for trial, bringing them face to face with mob violence and a strange outlaw's bargain.
That must be the jailhouse up ahead, Jingles.
Yeah, and take a squint at that mob out in front.
Looks like trouble.
Now, wouldn't you know it?
Yeah, they sure got blood in their eyes, all right.
I reckon they got a right to feel that way.
We can't help how they feel, Jingles.
Pharaoh never gave anyone an even break.
But no one has the right to take law into his own hands.
We want Pharaoh! We want Pharaoh!
Hey, look, they got a rope, Bill. They're going to rush the jailhouse.
Come on, Jingles. We're riding through.
Hey, who's that coming? It's that Wild Bill Hickok. Hey, Marsh, we want Pharaoh. You ain't planning to take him away from us.
We're taking him back to justice, mister. Those are my orders.
Well, we're giving you new orders. You turn him over to us. We'll give him justice at the end of a rope.
Yeah. If you do, it'll be over my dead body.
Now, Bill, don't talk like that.
Maybe that can be arranged, Hickok. We got 100 guns out here that say we're taking him.
And I've got 2 guns here that say you're not.
How many of us could you stop with those, Hickok?
I don't know. Who'd like to be the first to find out?
Look out!
All right, he's not hurt. Only grazed him. Now pick him up and go on home. All of you.
Come on, Bill, let's get inside.
We ain't through, Hickok. We'll get Pharaoh yet.
I'll remember your face, mister, the next time you try it.
Great jumping, Jehoshaphat. I'm plumb glad you got here when you did, gents. I couldn't have held off that pack of wolves for long.
Hey, did you see the way Bill scared them off, Sheriff?
I sure did. I've been sitting mighty uneasy with that concerned murderer caged up in this Cracker Barrel jail.
Well, we're here to take him off your hands, Sheriff.
You know, even without that mob, you're going to have your hands full, believe me. That Pharaoh is full of more tricks than a corkscrew cyclone.
And just about as crooked, too.
Yeah. Well, I reckon if anyone can take the kinks out of him, Sheriff, it's Wild Bill Hickok.
Well, that's what I figured, son.
Why, Sheriff, my partner here eats bigger men than him and spits out varmints like Pharaoh as if it was peach stone.
All right, Jingles, never mind.
Well, doggone it, Bill, you know it's true. Now, what about the time you grabbed the tail of a polecat, lassoed him with it, and then...
Jingles...
Oh, all right, Bill, all right.
Well, that must have been quite a tale, young fella.
It was. Yeah. A tall one. Where's Pharaoh now, Sheriff?
Well, I got him locked up back here. But I'm telling you, it's like courting a load of dynamite with a fuse burning short.
Well, let's have a look at him.
Yeah, the worst part of it is he ain't worried. Just sits there smiling like he's got the black ace up his sleeve.
It don't seem natural for a man with practically a rope around his neck.
That's what I'm telling you. He ain't human. Yeah. After you, gents. There. There goes the darn hyena now. When he ain't laughing, he's singing. Hey, Farrell, you get company.
Well. Sure been looking forward to this. Hello, Bill.
Farrell? Well, you're Bob Stroud, aren't you?
Now, don't tell me you know this Sidewinder Marshal.
Know me? Well, we were kids together. Ain't that right, Bill? I'm sorry. I just can't get used to calling you Marshal.
Yeah, that's right. Bob Stroud. I can't believe it.
Well, I'll be jiggered. Yeah, I reckon you never thought you'd be looking at him through iron bars, eh, Marshal?
You should have known I'd come to no good end, Bill. Got off to a bad start.
Yeah, because of your dad.
Sure. You were the only one who stuck up for me, remember? When the kids used to say my old man was a jailbird.
It wasn't your fault that your dad was hanged, Farrell, but that's no excuse for what you've done.
Well, I reckon I drifted the way the wind blew.
Well, I'm sorry, Farrell.
Sorry? I figured you owe me more than a sorry, Bill.
I haven't forgotten you saved my life.
What? No, you mean this maverick saved your life, Bill?
Sure. Time Bill was in swimming, stuck his head up, nearly got it knocked off by a floating log. Yeah, I pulled him out. More dead than alive. You remember our bargain, Bill.
I'll keep my part of the bargain, Farrell. I'll keep you alive as long as I can. Till you've had a fair trial in Abilene.
That ain't exactly what I had in mind.
Carnation, listen to that. Them ornery owl hoots is back again.
Yeah, but I can see them out this window, Bill. They got burning torches with them now.
The loco sidewinders, they're figuring to set this jailhouse on fire.
Well, it looks like this is a showdown, Farrell.
Just like old times, Bill. You pulling me out of scrapes, sticking up for me against all the rest.
Don't crowd your luck, Farrell. This is my job, that's all.
Here they come, Bill.
Leave your guns in there and come on out.
That's him, Sam Sawyer. Good old chicken-hearted Sam. He's really scared.
He's scared?
What do you mean, Farrell?
I swore if I ever broke out of this Fleet trap, I'd hunt Sam out and gun him down. Old Sam's taking no chances.
You got about as much chance of getting out of here as...
As you have, Bud.
Huh? Well, I see what you mean.
All right, Sawyer, this is your last warning. Call off your dogs before it's too late.
And this is our last warning, Hickok. Run out of there and leave Farrell to us. Or die in there with him.
Here. Let me poke my snoot up in that there window. I'll talk some sense into the varmints.
Careful, Sheriff. You can't reason with a mob.
Now listen here to me, you fools. You all know me. Doggone that I raised half of you. I know you got better sense. Now what in blazes has come over you?
Pull your head in, Sheriff, if you don't want it blown off.
Sir, you're your ornery horn toad. You're bad as a fella you're trying to lynch. You was his best friend. You sold him out. Folks, don't let that snake make you fight his battles for him. He got me. I was only trying to help him.
Come on, what are we waiting for? Let's get Farrell.
He's done for, Bill.
All right, they asked for it.
Bill, let me out of here. Let me do something.
Haven't you done enough already? Now another good man is dead on account of you.
Bill, I give you my word. I won't try and escape, not from you.
You know I can't trust you, Farrell.
But you gotta trust me.
Looks like you were right, Farrell. Can't scare him off without hurting someone.
They set the torch to the jail.
We'll fry like stalemate in here.
Jingles, get the keys off the sheriff. Let
right.
Farrell out.
Okay, Bill.
Well, out of the frying pan in the fire.
Bill, the walls are going.
The roof will come down next.
We've got to make a break.
They'll pick us off like setting ducks when we head out that door.
It's our only chance. Farrell, grab the sheriff's gun.
Hurry, Bill, the roof is going.
Wild Bill and Jingles are putting on a real show for us, aren't they, partners? Well, I'm putting on a pretty good show myself, digging into this here box of corn pops. Now I want to have a little chat with you youngins who haven't tasted Kellogg's corn pops yet. Take it from old Panhandle Jim, you're missing some real eating. Kellogg's corn pops are golden hearts of corn, all popped up big and sassy. They're crisp and crunchy. And listen to this. They're already sweetened for you. Eat them right out of the box, or for some real chow at breakfast, in a bowl with milk. No sugar needed, mind you. The sweetening's already there. Now, how does that sound for a treat? You've never tasted a cereal as downright good as Kellogg's Corn Pops. I'll stake my favorite saddle you never enjoyed better eating. Now, tomorrow, sure, you'll want to saddle up and ride for the store. Load up on Kellogg's Corn Pops so you'll have plenty around for breakfast and snacks. Now, here's that famous saying that's on every box of Kellogg's Corn Pops. I'm going to ask you to say it with me in a little while. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. And Pops love Pops. Now you're talking. Well, let's get back and see what's happened to Wild Bill and Jingles.
When an angry lynch mob led by Sam Sawyer stormed the jailhouse and set it afire, Wild Bill with Jingles and their prisoner, Pharaoh Stroud, had to make a run for it, just as the fire brought the flimsy jailhouse walls crashing down around them.
Here they come, running out the jailhouse door. Come on, men, let's get them. Hey, I come back here, you loco sheep herders.
Where's everyone running to? Where are they going, Elkins?
Looks like he overplayed your hand, Sawyer. You didn't think this mob was going to set still for a pair of gunslingers like Bill Hickok and Pharaoh Stroud. A pack of them scattering like scared jackrabbits.
Come back here, all of you!
Save your breath, Sawyer. It didn't set so well with the crowd when you plugged the sheriff. They love that old longhorn. The best thing we can do now is vamoose, and I mean pronto.
We don't stop Pharaoh now, Elkins.
I know. Pharaoh swore to nail your hide to the bunkhouse wall. Now you got Hickok gunner for you. You made a fine mess of things.
Everybody's gone, Elkins. We're all alone here.
I don't think they spotted us yet. Back at his woodpile. Come on, Sawyer. We can sneak through that stable back of us. Then if we're lucky, we can reach the corral.
And I figured we had him for sure. Why, you low down here. You hit me for.
To wake you up, you spineless crawfish. We're in trouble, bad trouble, savvy?
Yeah, I'm savvy.
Come on now. We're making tracks. We'll be lucky to get out of this with our skins.
Yeah, but if we do, we'll get Pharaoh and Hickok another way. And I think I know the way. Just take a sniff of that prairie breeze, Bill. Ain't it heavenly?
Near to heaven as I'll ever get, I reckon. Never figured any of us would be smelling that again, huh, Bill?
It looked pretty bad there for a while. Thanks for not trying to escape, Pharaoh.
I didn't have much choice, Bill. Mob on one side and you with your fist full of guns on the other. No, sir, I know which side my bread's buttered on.
Oh, now you would go and mention bread and butter and me with my stomach full of wide-open spaces.
Just to make it official, Pharaoh, you'd better hand over that gun now.
Ah, sure, Bill.
No, not that way. Just lift it out with two fingers, Pharaoh. Easy-like.
Still don't trust me, huh?
Would you?
Not if I was in my right mind. All right, Bill, here it is.
Thanks.
I don't mind telling you, friend. I don't aim to let you or anybody else turn me over to the law in Abilene.
I know that, but that's just what I'm going to do.
There's a railroad track up ahead, Bill.
Yeah, that's right. Next leg of the trip is by Iron Horse, Pharaoh.
Going to my own funeral in style, huh?
More than you did for all the men you've killed.
Maybe, but aim to kill one more before I cash in, Bill. And I'm an hombre who likes to pay off a debt.
You mean Sam Sawyer?
That's the one. You see, Sam and me weren't business, so to speak. Robbing stagecoaches, banks. You know the way I work.
That's all over now.
Yeah. Because the price on my head got too high. And things got too hot for Sam. So he made a deal with the law. He got me while I was sleeping. With Sam standing guard.
I know.
I knew they'd get me someday, but not like that. I figured to go down with my boots on, not wrapped up in a saddle blanket.
Looks like we're just in time. Here comes the train now.
Bill, give me just 24 hours. That's all I'm asking. Then I'll give myself up.
Not a chance, Pharaoh. But if it makes you feel any better, I'm going back to look for Sawyer myself. He killed the sheriff.
Bill, let me save you the trouble. Huh?
Come on, Pharaoh. We've got a train to catch. Come on, boy. Up. Ho, ho, ho!
Many thanks for the lunch, lady. Food where I've been staying wasn't so good.
Oh, well, you're real welcome, boy. There's more if you get hungry.
Thanks, ma'am, but we'd better get back to our own seat now. Come on, girl.
Well, reckon I'll set a spell, Miss Tilly. You know, this here is sure the way to travel. Nice horsehair sofa seats and a pretty lady with a big picnic basket for company.
Oh, now go along with you, Mr. Jingles. I just wonder if it's me or that picnic lunch you're sweet talking to.
Well, it's always a pleasure to find a gal who can cook, too, you know.
They say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, Mr. Jingles.
Well, I reckon that'd be quite a trip in my case.
Oh, well, you may be a little well-upholstered, but I like a man with meat on his bones. A real homebody type.
Huh? Oh, yes, ma'am. You ain't eating your cake.
Oh, here, silly boy.
Yeah, thanks, Tilly.
I get a hunk of the track loose, Elkins. Help me lift it up off the road here.
All right, Sawyer.
Got it. Now swing it around on your end. We'll heave it over the side into the gulch.
Where's she going?
That ought to just about do it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Bilkins. Yeah, now we're using our heads.
Good thing that station master was so anxious to talk about Hickok and Farrow being on this train.
And a good thing we knew the shortcut through the pass. I can see it now. The train comes plowing out of the tunnel, hits that span of missing rail.
And over the side, Hickok, Farrow, and all.
No one's going to walk away from that wreck.
I don't know. They say Hickok's got more lives than the chuck wagon cat.
Well, if they do live through it, which they won't, they'll be waiting down there to pick them off when they start crawling out.
Let's go. That's the train coming out.
And you say that Bill is really Wild Bill Hickok, the U.S. Marshal?
Yes, ma'am. That's my partner.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. Well, that is exciting. Then the young man with him, he must be someone real important, too.
Well, in a way, ma'am, that's Pharaoh Stroud.
Pharaoh Stroud?
Uh-huh.
The outlaw? Oh, merciful heavens. Stop the train. I feel faint.
Better keep your seat, ma'am. We're coming to a tunnel.
Hey, who put out the light?
Sorry, Bill. Here's why I get out.
Farrell, come back here, you fool.
Ouch, he's getting out this window, Bill.
Hold him, Jingles.
I got him.
Let go of me, you ruffian.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am.
Come on, Jingles. We've got to stop him.
I'm with you, Bill, if I can see you.
This way, to the back platform. We'll have to jump.
We're coming out of the tunnel.
When it comes to making your hair stand on end with excitement, it's hard to beat Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. Yeah. And take it from old Panhandle Jim. When it comes to eating, you can't do better than tasty Kellogg's Corn Pops. The kind that's already sweetened for you. You ever see ranch hands eat? Well, when the dinner bell rings, they come lickety-cut for the dinner table because they need plenty of vitamins and minerals after working hard. You know that vitamins and minerals and the things you eat are mighty good for you, make you big and strong. Well, Kellogg's Corn Pops, delicious as they are, contain B vitamins, vitamin D, with important minerals and food energy, too. That means you can eat all you want. And the reason you'll just keep on eating them is because those golden hearts of corn are puffed up big and crisp and good and already sweetened for you. Out of the box or out of a bowl with milk. But don't use any sugar, because the sweetening's already there, and plenty of it. And that silver-like bag inside the box is really something. It's pure aluminum, keeps Corn Pops fresh up to 10 times longer. And your mom can use it to store things in the refrigerator or for wrapping sandwiches. But best of all, and already sweetened for you, are Kellogg's Corn Pops. You know who loves Pops. Say it with me. Kids love Pops, moms love Pops, and Pops love Pops. Right, partners? Now let's get back to Wild Bill and Jingles.
As their train entered a tunnel, Pharaoh Stroud tried to escape from Jingles and Wild Bill. Then, pulling out of the tunnel, the train was derailed by the sabotage of Pharaoh's enemy, Sam Sawyer.
Would you look at that train, Bill? We're lucky it stayed right side up.
Looks like we jumped just in time.
Funny Farrell made his break when he did.
Maybe.
You figure this wreck was his doing, don't you, Bill?
I don't know. Let's get down there and see about the rest of the passengers.
What about Farrell?
Not time for that now. But don't worry, I'll catch up with him.
Looks like everybody's all right.
If the engineer hadn't slowed for that tunnel, we might have all been killed.
Look, there's Tilly down there. She's all right.
Hold on, Jingles. What was that flash in those rocks?
Well, looked like the sun glinting on a rifle barrel.
Right. Look, it's Sawyer.
I see him.
So this was more of his work.
Drop those guns, hey, Cracker. We'll flood the women and children first.
Why, that pole can't...
Wait, Jingles. He means it.
There's the man. The boat here. Drop your guns or we'll let the passengers have it.
I've got no choice, Jingles. Can't risk innocent lives. Drop your guns and wait for a chance.
Yeah, that's better.
Now let us help those people.
Not till we get Farrell. Where is he, Hickok?
He got away, Sawyer, but you won't.
You mean you let him get away? Now where is he, Hickok? Or I swear I'll throw you where you stand.
Here I am, Sawyer. Come and get me.
Look out, Sawyer. There he is up there behind Hickok. I see you, Farrell.
You got him, Bill. You got him both.
And they got Farrell. Come on, Jingles. Farrell, where'd they hit you?
Never mind. I'm sorry I broke my word. Tried to escape. But I got what was coming to me. You got Sawyer. So we're all even.
You showed yourself to draw their fire, Farrell, and you weren't even packing a gun.
Of course not. If I was, you don't think you'd have been taking me alive, do you?
He's gone, Bill.
Yeah. Well, Jingles, come on. We've got work to do.
Great day in the morning.
Now, just relax, ma'am. You're all right now. Everyone's safe. Nobody was even hurt.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Of course I'm all right. But where's Mr. Jingles?
He ran back into the train, ma'am.
What? But everyone's out. He shouldn't take a chance like that. Let me... Yep, I'm going after him.
Now, hold on, ma'am. Here he comes now.
Oh, Jingles, you naughty boy. What'd you go back for?
Well, I just had to go back, Tilly. We plumb forgot the picnic lunch.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We're mighty glad you could be with us today, folks.
Hey, Guy, before you get started, let me say something, please.
Sure enough, Andy. The mic's all yours.
Well, I've been giving some pretty serious thought to all the folks who maybe haven't tried Kellogg's Corn Pops yet.
They're sure missing something, all right.
Yeah, and folks, when Guy and I say that Corn Pops is the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, we mean it.
Andy's right, folks. You're missing something good if you haven't tried Kellogg's Corn Pops. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir. Be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ann Morrison, James Nusser, Tom Holland, Ken Christie, Anthony Barrett, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.